Well, good afternoon once again. In Leviticus 23, the scripture tells us in verse 27 that on the 10th day of the 7th month there is to be a day of atonement. It is to be a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls, we're told. We're also told in verse 28 that we're to do no work in that day, and we're told that that point is reiterated, that there are two special things that are emphasized more than once here in these few verses devoted to the Day of Atonement, and that is, it is a day upon which we are, one, to afflict our souls, and two, it is a day upon which no work is to be done. It is the Day of Atonement. And so we're here on that day. We focused in this past Sabbath on the point of afflicting our souls and what that means, why we fast, and what fasting is all about. Brethren, in the world we live in, these times in which we find ourselves are not normal times. The world we live in is in a is approaching a state of crisis. We're approaching that time that is in reality the crisis at the close of this age. The fall festivals that we are celebrating, the Feast of Trumpets just a little over a week ago, the Feast of Tabernacles upcoming, our attention during these times focuses in a special way on the time when the God of Heaven will intervene and establish a kingdom. Will set up a kingdom that will never be removed. Now, brethren, what is going on in the world around us is setting the stage for that. And there are going to be some things that are going to happen in the years immediately ahead of us that are so far beyond the things that most people could even begin to imagine. Look around on a beautiful day, and you know, the sun is shining and the birds are singing, and it seems like that it's going to go on that way forever. Well, the storm clouds are already on the horizon. The situation in the Middle East is continuing to boil and to bubble. The Israeli cabinet is meeting even as we have our service. The Day of Atonement, of course, is over there. And shortly after the Day of Atonement, they met together because, remember, they had given an ultimatum. There are serious things that are building over there, and if you've noticed the extent to which the rest of the world is becoming increasingly alienated to the state of Israel, if you notice, there was a United Nations resolution, a Security Council resolution, that passed by a vote of 15-1, with the United States abstaining, that was an anti-Israel resolution, and the situation is building, and we need to understand that what is happening there and the events that are going to flow from that tie in very directly with this day and something that we're going to see here in just a matter of a few minutes as to how these things tie together. Because you know what set off, of course, the whole thing over there was the Jewish presence on the Temple Mount itself. Ariel Sharon went up on top of the Temple Mount, and that is the specific catalyst that set these events off. Now the time is going to come that the focus, the attention is on the Temple Mount. And the whole dynamics of what has been going on in the Middle East have been altered. And the stage is being set that Israel is not merely going to have the presence of Ariel Sharon going on top of the Temple Mount. They're going to have an altar offering sacrifices on the Temple Mount. And I'll tell you what, if it took 1,000 policemen to get Ariel Sharon on top of the Temple Mount, what do you think it's going to take for some of these other things to happen? The stage is being set, and yet the scripture tells there are things that link together. And they link together with this land, this nation, right here where we are. God talks about back in Deuteronomy 28. He talks about the blessing that would come on the people of Israel. Deuteronomy 28:2, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Eternal your God. Blessed will you be in the city, and blessed in the field. Blessed will be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle. Blessed, verse 5, shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. God will command these blessings. God talked about the blessing and the benefits, and our nations, the American and the British peoples, have had extraordinary blessings. We have had the blessings of Abraham. We have ridden, our feet have trod upon the high places of the earth. And yet God goes on to say, inspired Moses to write here in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, "But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Eternal your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your store." Are we cursed in our cities right now? There's virtually not a major city in this country that you can safely walk through the streets. Certainly not at night. They're for those of us who have, those who remember back to the time in the aftermath of World War II and that period of time on up through the 50s and in, even into the early 60s, there is a drastic difference between the state of our nation right now, the state of our cities, the fact of whether a person can safely walk down the street. We've got major cities in this country that virtually every major city is a dangerous place to be. Even in small towns and small communities, people lock doors and put bolts and chains and everything on the doors in ways that many of us remember when we never even used to think of such things. Cursed shall you be in your basket and your store. You know, right now we consider ourselves that you tell the average American the time is going to come when there's going to be a food shortage in this country, and they don't believe it. They're going to find out. John talks about in verse 19, "Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed when you go out. The Lord will send upon you cursing, vexation, and